How are you? It's Kim.
Kim, how are you? You sound great, and I have an advantage over the listeners because I got to see you in Atlanta for the Super Bowl, and you looked great.
Thank
so we're all very happy that
you
know, everything's great.
I honestly think, and thank you for asking, and I don't want to always talk about myself. In fact, my history is I hate talking about myself, but now, obviously, for these reasons, I do at least sometimes. I'm not sure I've felt as good as I do today in months. I mean, today is just, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the fan shifts. Maybe it's that I knew I was going to talk to you, Paul. But I'm elated to be here. I'm happy to talk to you and the callers. And when you look at the Giants offseason, give me a headline or two of what you expect. I read it in the New York Post, but maybe not everyone did. So what do you expect?
Well, headline number one, Eli Manning isn't going anywhere. He will be back in 2019 unless something haywire happens, you know, the next couple of weeks or months. You know, I think that was a debatable issue, whether the Giants would just say enough is enough. We're going to part ways with this guy with 1 year left on his contract. And we're going to move forward, you know, and sign a quarterback. That's not going to happen. So Eli will be back. But for the first time really in 15 years, the Giants are very serious about finding his successor. You know, and you know, Kim, you've been around the Giants a long time.
Yep.
For 15 years, they have not felt that way. You know, they felt we have Eli and we'll bring in other guys because we need a number two quarterback, and sometimes we need a number three quarterback, but we'll bring in no one who will threaten his throne, nobody who will take any reps away from him. We will take people who, if God forbid he gets hurt, they'll be able to come in and take a snap. And that was about the litmus test for Giants backup quarterback. So they are very, very serious about finding his backup, his eventual replacement. But they're also very much aware that you can't make something from nothing. And if they can't find one in the draft, then they'll move on. But they would like to, after this evaluation process.
So is your impression, Paul, and belief, and you've been around the Giants, you know, a long time, having both of us been around them a long time, I think to an extent you feel like you can read the franchise. Gettleman obviously has returned, Pat Shurmur knew, but I think that you can kind of read tea leaves sometimes, but do you think they will draft a player thinking he can sit, watch, and develop, or do you think it will be free agency? They've got to do, like you said, they've got to address quarterback.
I do not think it will be free agency at all.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be Foles. I will tell you that. The Nick Foles stuff, I don't believe.
No, first of all, the Giants don't think Nick Foles will ever be open and available to them on the open market.
Okay.
You know, it's just not going to happen. They'll either franchise him. You know, the Eagles are sitting on a commodity here.
Yes.
And it would be crazy for them to just let him go to the Redskins or the Giants.
Yes.
Or, you know, somebody, you know, I guess not the Cowboys, but that's two teams in the division. I also don't think the Giants are enamored by Nick Foles. Maybe they think a little bit more that he's a great relief pitcher, and maybe as a starter, you know, as a starter, as the face of the franchise, he has not played great in Philadelphia, and certainly not at his other two stops. He's been great at this role, and it's a great role, right? Coming
right
off the bench, taking over, and
right
leading the team to the Super Bowl 1 year, and you know, leading them almost into the Super Bowl
right
this past year.
Right.
So, but you know, as the face of the franchise and as the guy to replace Eli Manning eventually, I'm not so sure about that. I also don't think they're very high on Teddy Bridgewater, just because of he's not the same player. You know, he's had a devastating knee injury, and Pat Shurmur worked with him. But my sense is I don't think they would look at him and say, let's bring him in. He's still young. So I think they would go draft, and only if it works. You know, people who would say anything about Dwayne Haskins right now, Pat Shurmur's never met Dwayne Haskins. Dave Gettleman has never met
right
Dwayne Haskins. So they have to go through the process. They have to go through pro days, and the combine obviously is next, and continue this film study. So Dwayne Haskins, you know, is he worth the number six pick? I'm not sure the Giants right now think that's true and to be the case, but they'll have to continue this whole evaluation process, and then at the end of it. So I could see number six maybe at quarterback, maybe, but maybe in the second round, maybe with the second pick. They have a lot of draft picks now. Maybe they move up into the bottom of the first round if
right
they have a guy from Duke, Daniel Jones,
mm-hmm,
or a Drew Lock, or somebody they say, you know what, this kid is good. He's not ready, but he's pretty good. We like his potential, because anybody they take in the draft, they would prefer to sit for the season or until it makes sense to play him and let Eli finish out.
This will not happen, and I want to emphasize that. Kyler Murray won't happen, and he probably will be a first-round pick. I am not joking when I tell you this would not be universally unpopular among the Giants themselves, people in that organization. Again, not going to happen. With the personnel they have, you could bring in, though, an RPO guy and have some success with that offense. The Giants aren't going that route. They're not. But they could, with the personnel they have, the skill personnel they have, and to take a little pressure off that offensive line. Again, not happening, but they do have some wiggle room here on how to handle this if they are, in fact, committed to Eli. Do you think they are committed to Eli at his price point, at his current salary?
My take right now is I don't think money is going to be the overlying issue with this. I don't think the Giants ownership has any great appetite to say, you know what, we want you back, Eli, but you're going to have to give us a hell of a lot of money back because you're not worth $23 million in salary cap. I don't think they're thinking that way. If there's something is done, it's done, but I don't think it's going to be this slash. You know, either you want someone or you don't want someone.
Right.
You know what I mean? Can you know that, right?
Yes. And it's, well, in life and in football, yes.
Well, it's true. And how many players have we seen through the years that get an offer to come back, and they cannot accept that with their own team, and they go on the open market and get less money somewhere else, but they cannot accept that cut in the locker room. The Giants are not cutting Eli Manning to $10 million and having him walk back into the locker room and saying, you know, you're half the financial player we thought you were. It's not happening. So I don't think the finances are the major issue here. If they can do something, they will, but I don't think it's something where they're going to hold Eli's feet to the fire to shake down a few nickels and dimes.
I agree with everything you just said, and I got a little example for you, and you may already know this, Paul. I don't know that the listeners do. Ontrell Roll, going into his final season as a Giant, you'll remember at the time he had signed in free agency the highest salary for the highest contract for a safety. And he ended up winning a Super Bowl as a Giant. We know that, and he was a great Giant, leadership, everything else. And I remember going into his last year, I asked within the Giants organization, would you have him take a pay cut to stay? And the answer was, you can't ask everyone to take pay cuts. And in his situation, given the leader he is, that would minimize him too much. He played out that contract, and Paul, it was a win-win. The Giants got another Super Bowl championship out of his time there. He got a championship ring, and everyone was happy at the end of it. Well, relatively happy at the end of it. Maybe they wanted it to continue, and it didn't. But my point is that contract was an overwhelming success for both parties.
And, oh, yes, there's no doubt about that. And also with Eli. No, I get it. You know, the fans who are frustrated with him, you know, look, his last Super Bowl was 2011, and we get that. It's been a lot of losing since. But the Giants are looking at Eli Manning, and I believe they look at him and say, look, the guy is a consummate pro, which we know. He never misses a game, never misses a snap, never misses a meeting, never misses anything.
Right.
And you don't take money from players who are that reliable and
knees.
That dedicated. That's all there is to it.
Agreed. So where do you think they are on the O-line? And it's pretty obvious the right side needs to be addressed, but where do you think the Giants do that, or how do you think they do that, if you know, or if
They are adamant about fixing the right side of the line, and that means specifically right tackle.
Yes.
I think if Chad Wheeler is lining up as the number one right tackle in training camp this summer, then something went wrong.
Or there's been a significant injury, probably, right?
It means that they couldn't find anybody at all because they're going to draft someone, they're going to sign someone, and look, it's hard to say. People, well, you have to fix the offensive line. How many teams do you think they need to fix the offensive line?
A lot.
25, maybe?
I know.
20? So it's not like, well, the Giants will fix the offensive line. They failed this year at fixing. Yeah, the offensive line was better, and it got better in the second half of the year with Jermon Brown playing and with Wheeler playing, and, you know, thank God they finally got rid of Eric Flowers, who was just holding the franchise hostage for years. It was just ridiculous how, you know, they let that guy play for so many years with different regimes and different coaches. And, I mean, the guy, they fired three offensive line coaches because they couldn't get through to Eric Flowers? I mean, Right. It was just not the right thing to do. So, Solder is a good player. He's not a great player. He's a tremendous presence in the locker room. He's fine. They think that Will Hernandez is more than fine and going to get better at
left
guard.
Yep.
The center, Jalapio, they like.
They love him.
They wanted
you to think he was their best lineman last year. He only played a couple games before he got hurt, but they were in love with him.
So, but he's coming off a rough, the Odell injury. That's a rough injury. Probably better for him than it was for Odell.
No post routes, but right.
Right. No, right. He doesn't have to stop on a dime. He just has to stop on a half dollar, I guess. They'll do something at center. Maybe they'll bring him back and they'll see what happens there. Jamon Brown at left.
What do you think of him?
I think they will not break the bank for him.
Okay.
They know that the offensive line and the run blocking was better with him.
Yes.
If the money becomes funny money, it's not going to happen for him.
Right.
But I don't think they look at him as a difference maker, but I think they would like him back if the money is, the guys, his former teammates, Roger Saffold and the guys I talked to with the Rams, said, he deserves a ring if we win, which they didn't. they said, he's going to get paid. I'm not so sure he's going to get paid that kind of money. But
he also had Chad Wheeler next to him. And I'm not trying to be a bad guy about Wheeler. I think Wheeler tries hard. But he also had Chad Wheeler next to him and the substitute center, which I know changed a couple times.
No, yeah, they like him. I mean, you can win with him, but you can't win with him making,
$12 million
a year.
I got you.
But look, finding a new right tackle will be hard. It will be great if they can come in and find somebody in the draft or in free agency. And Chad Wheeler can look excellent as your swing tackle.
He can be a backup.
He can play left. He can play right.
Yes.
He's big and strong and, fairly dependable. And in a pinch, you'll have him go in and play left or right, but you don't want him starting.
Paul Schwartz with Kim Jones here on The Fan for about 3.5 more minutes. Paul, I left the Senior Bowl in Mobile. I didn't see you there, by the way, and I don't know how that happened. But I didn't. I didn't see you or Tom Rock. I don't know how it happened.
Well, between the field and my film study, Kim, I'm not out there gallivanting in the nightlifes of Mobile,
Understood.
Alabama, like you are.
Oh, right.
My nose is to the grindstone.
Yes, I was busy eating Reese cups. My God, there were Reese peanut butter cups everywhere.
Did you take a picture with the Reese's peanut butter cup guy walking around?
No, shoot, that could have been my Christmas card.
I did it one year. Yeah,
it's a missed opportunity. Paul, I left Mobile with mixed feelings about the Landon Collins scenario in terms of will he be back? Will he have a chance to hit the open market? Test the open market. What do you think?
It's interesting you would say that. I guess what you heard and observed. I think it's a tough one. This regime did not draft Landon.
That's what I mean, though, because I think a lot of people think, he's going to be franchised, he'll be back. I don't necessarily think that.
Well, I don't think they want to pay him the franchise tag on their salary cap for this year. I think it's a tough one. I think it's hard to read Landon. Landon wants to come back, but, Landon is no Rube, you know what I mean? Landon played at Alabama and is used to winning and had a great year 2 years ago and made the Pro Bowl again, for whatever, he got hurt again, which was troubling, not leg injury. So that's good. Here's what I think about Landon Collins. They desperately need a free safety and he's not on the roster right now.
Correct.
So if you don't re-sign Landon Collins, you need a starting strong
Good
safety.
Point.
You need a starting free safety. You need another starting cornerback. You probably need a nickelback.
Right.
So at some point, you have to sign players who are good players, and Landon Collins is a good player.
Yes.
With a really good free safety, he'd be a really good
Agreed.
Player. You mentioned Darian Thompson the other day. We thought he was going to be the Batman, the Robin to his Batman.
Yep.
It didn't work out.
Move him closer to the line of scrimmage. He doesn't need to be traveling after the 49ers tight end. Move him closer to the line, and I think he becomes a really, really good player again, an all-pro type player again.
You have to have good players. He's a good player.
Yep.
He's proven. He can deal with New York. He's a good guy in the locker room. you know, at some point, you know, guys, good players, you know, you can't buy a beautiful piece of granite and pay for it like it's you know something fake. You have to pay for quality.
Yep, absolutely. Tell me what you think about this. I talked to someone in and around the Giants, not in any way a Giants decision maker. So I want to be clear on that. No one from the front office, coaching staff, scouting, none of that. Who said to me, you know, the Giants are probably looking at 8-8 next year. You know, it's just going to take so long to rebuild, blah, blah, blah. I got at the most a minute left, Paul, as Bobby Huesler walks into the studio. To me, 8-8 for the Giants next year isn't good enough when you look at the playmakers they have around the quarterback and the expectation of that defense getting better. I'm sorry. It's not okay to go 500 next season.
No, well, I mean, it's too soon to tell if this was a major rebuilding job. Look, they went from 3-5, right? 3-5-8, the arrow's pointing up. Too soon to tell. Is Eli Manning going to play all 16 games? Is Dwayne Haskins going to be there? Is somebody else? I don't know that.
Right.
They don't have a great pass rush right now. It's not enough, but you can only improve incrementally, I suppose, but no. I mean, at this point, it doesn't sound exciting to be 8-8. But let's see what moves they make in the next few months, and then we'll have a better assessment.
Well, I'm going to be on a few more times this week, so maybe I'll ask you to come back and we can continue this. You're going to be like, enough of you. It's February, but we'll see.
Well, I'll say, well, you know, 3 days after we spoke last, I think the jury is still out on the right tackle situation, and they haven't re-signed Landon yet, so we can move up in little tiny...
We can go in increments.
Yes, we can.
Thank you very much, Paul Schwartz. You know, I appreciate you.
Anytime, Kim.
Thank you.